You're listening to Pastor Stephen G. Lightfoot's podcast, Sermons and Homilies by the Reverend Stephen G. Lightfoot. Pastor Stephen is an ordained elder in the Global Methodist Church and serves as senior pastor to First Methodist Church Splendora and Shepherd Methodist Church in Southeast Texas. Here is today's episode. So this morning, I want to go back to Paul's letter to the Colossians. This time I'm in chapter 3, beginning at verse 1, and Paul is asking us to go about our lives in a different perspective than what we are in the habit of doing. It's good advice. You remember, it's been 2 years and gone. We had a Bible study and a sermon series about entire sanctification. Do you remember? So in the newsletter this month that Cindy every month diligently puts together for you is an article about entire sanctification that I wrote those 2 years ago in preparation for our Bible study. I put it in there again because I think every now and then we need to revisit. The goal of entire sanctification is still the goal. We haven't abandoned it, but I think sometimes we tend to move on to other things and forget what our intent might have been. So that newsletter article, I encourage you to open it up. If it's in your email, pick up a hard copy if you don't get it in your email. Read that and then listen to the message this morning and see if we can't re-engage in that mission of entire sanctification. So Paul is talking to the church in Colossae. He's also talking to the church in Splendora. And he says that we need to put on a new self. He says, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on the things that are above, not on the things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. See, Paul's saying, if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, if you're serious about being entirely sanctified on this side of heaven, start acting like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things that are right in front of you. Instead, look up and be alert to what's going on around Christ, because that's where the action is. We need to start seeing things not from the worldly perspective, but from his perspective. Paul says, your old life is dead. Your new life, which is your real life, by the way, even though it may not be visible to those looking in from the outside, your real life is with Christ in God. Christ is your life. When Christ, your real life, shows up again on this earth, you'll show up again too, the real you. The glorious you. Meanwhile, we have to be content with where God has planted us in the moment. We have to be satisfied with having ourselves hidden in Christ, because our glory comes with His glory. Do you see that your glorification, your becoming entirely sanctified, your becoming eventually glorified, is all wrapped up in Christ and His glory? You can't attain it on your own merit. It can't be done. So we need to start living for Him and less for us. So Paul continues in verse 5. He says, therefore, treat the parts of your earthly body as dead. Dead to what? Well, dead to all kinds of things. He lists a few. He says, treat the parts of your earthly body as dead to sexual immorality, to impurity, to passion, to evil desire and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience. Who are the sons of disobedience? Well, it's all of us. And in them you also once walked, when you were living in them, but now, Paul says, you also rid yourselves of all of them: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene speech. Rid yourselves of all of that. Put it out of your head, put it out of your thoughts, and especially put it out of your mouth. Stop speaking into the world the things of the world. Instead, speak into the world the things of God. Now, Paul talks about being hidden in Christ. Listen to what he says about this. He says, the means of remaining in Christ means killing off everything connected with the way of the world, the way of death, all those things that he listed, doing whatever you feel like whenever you feel like it, grabbing whatever attracts your fancy. That's a life shaped by things and feelings instead of by God. It's because of this kind of thing that God is about to unload His wrath upon the world. And Paul reminds us, it wasn't that long ago that you were all doing that stuff and not knowing any better, but you know better now because of Christ. So make sure that all of that stuff is done away with in your experience, in your life, all those things: bad temper, irritability, meanness, profanity, that kind of talk. Instead, live a life of scriptural holiness. Living a life of scriptural holiness means putting all of that stuff of the world behind you. You have to be intentional about living into the scripture that you're reading and hearing and studying. You can't put your Bible under your pillow and sleep on it and have it seep in by osmosis. It doesn't work that way. You have to actually open it and read it. And once you read it, you have to allow the Holy Spirit to interpret it and guide you in it. And then you have to put it into practice. So Paul continues in verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you stripped off the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created it, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, and free, but Christ is all and in all. What does that passage mean to me in the here and now? It means, well, don't lie to each other. Don't put up a false front to each other. You're done with the old life. It's like taking off a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes, and you've stripped them off and you've put them in the fire, and now you're dressed in a brand new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom made by the Creator, and He's put His label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish. Labels like religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free. All those labels don't mean anything in Christ. From now on, everyone is defined by Jesus. And everyone that says yes to Jesus is included in Christ. When we say yes to Jesus, we remove all the world's labels because they no longer apply. See, in Christ, there's just one label. And that label says, made in the image of God. Wouldn't you like to have that sewn into the back of your shirt? Made in the image of God. Tell somebody next to you, I'm made in the image of God. Okay, do it again, but this time sound like you mean it. I'm made in the image of God. What a great label. Paul's giving us a practical lesson in scriptural holiness. Scriptural holiness. What is that, Pastor? It's that way of life that chooses to abide in our thoughts and in our actions in Christ. That way of living that stays in the boundaries of God's word and God's will. Holy because it's God's way. Scriptural because it adheres to His word. And because it's scriptural, we know where to find the instructions for this holy way of living our lives. When we need answers, we have a guidebook. When we have questions, we can consult the manual. And it's a comprehensive manual. It contains everything we need to know about living a righteous and godly life, a life in which we abide with Christ and He abides with us. You might say it's the Emmanuel manual. You like that? Holy Spirit just stuck that one in there while I was writing the sermon. The Emmanuel manual. The long and the short of it is, in your faith walk, you mature scripturally by practicing the disciplines of the faith. Pastor, you keep saying that word discipline. Faith requires discipline. Prayer, study, regular involvement in the life of the church, a willingness to engage in fellowship with your brothers and sisters in Christ, a willingness to share your abundant life in Christ with those who still need Christ in their lives. See, living a life of holiness is not shutting yourself off from the fallen, broken world like a monk in a monastery. But rather, a life of holiness is putting yourself out there as an example of a righteous ambassador for Christ, offering the better way to all who see your witness and hear your testimony. So, in addition to that made in the image of God label down here in the instruction label, making sure you know how to care for that garment, it says, be careful that the example you show to others is Christ and not yourself on your worst day of backsliding. It's in the small print on the small label inside your made in the image and likeness of God garment, right? Make sure you present Christ to others and not yourself on your worst day to others. The most damaging thing to the Christian witness in the unbelieving world is the hypocrisy of professing Christians living and acting in unchrist-like ways. That's the one thing that the unbelieving world finds unbelievable. Authenticity in your life means everything to your credible witness in the world. Authenticity can't be faked, can't be put on like a mask. It's either there or it isn't. And those who are looking to you to find out what's different about you and the way you live your life compared to theirs without Christ, all boils down to what they hear and see in your witness and your testimony. That is the truth spoken in love. And only you know when and where you need to adjust in order to make your witness to Christ in your life authentic to those that need Him. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Come back again next week for a new message. And until then, may God bless you and keep you.